Berg.
This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Metro Birmingham had an unfortunate streak last fall, 8 killings in 6 days. The rash of homicides stretched from Hueytown to Homewood to Tarrant. The area's murder rate rose in 2017 for the third consecutive year. Government and law enforcement officials in Birmingham and Jefferson County say there are challenges in addressing what some have dubbed a crisis. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart looks at what's behind the city's escalating murder rate.
Janice Hopkins Stamps died from gunshot wounds in western Jefferson County last year on the day after Thanksgiving. Tommy Hopkins told investigators he shot her. Tommy Hopkins is her brother. Randy Christian is chief deputy with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
When you have guns available and people can't control their emotions, that's what you get. And I think what happens is after it's over with, they wish they could take it back, but in those situations, there are no do-overs.
In 2017, 172 people died violently in Jefferson County, up 14% from the previous year. Most of those deaths were in Birmingham. A.C. Roper is Birmingham's outgoing police chief. He says some challenges go beyond policing.
Our unemployment rate is much too high. Our poverty rate is much too high. Our high school dropout rate is much too high. So the police department deals with the symptoms of those.
Birmingham Mayor Randall Whitman says he wants to tackle issues like blight in the city's highest crime neighborhoods. In the meantime, police departments are stretched thin. Roper says Birmingham is short about 100 officers. He says it's been difficult to recruit replacements for retiring police. At the same time, the 911 calls keep coming, about 50,000 a month. Not all of those are for violent crimes, but Roper says the city needs to be safer.
So no, it's not good at all. I think as a community, we can do better. These types of things don't happen in every community.
Birmingham City Councilman Stephen Hoyt lives in Bellevue Heights in West Birmingham. He says for him and many other residents, the sound of gunshots, then a call to police, is part of life.
I hear them often, and I call often. But by the time they get there, they're gone. You know, so I don't know the answer to that other than maybe cameras.
Hoyt said creating safe neighborhoods is a priority for the city council. The city spends almost $900,000 a year on shot spotters. Those are devices that detect gunfire and notify police. But the problem is, they aren't everywhere. They cover only 20 square miles of the city. In the past 2 years, the city has shut down more than a dozen clubs and stores that were crime hubs, like the Atlantis Entertainment and Event Center in Bellevue Heights. Hoyt says the city took action.
We revoked the business license for that place, and the owner has chosen to just let it stay closed.
Police say some crime initiatives are working, like the Metro Area Crime Center, or the MAC, based at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Headquarters. Officers from more than 20 area police departments watch huge monitors that receive data from about 9 trailers with cameras and other cameras strategically placed around the county. Jefferson County Sheriff's Captain David Thompson says they've caught some criminals in the act. That's what happened last year when someone robbed a dollar store on Centerpoint Parkway.
They ran right past our trailer, so we had good video footage of them. We had them leaving the store, so we actually identified and solved the case from here before the detective ever got out to the scene.
That's one time the technology worked to solve a crime, but much more often, it doesn't work out that way. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
Next week, we'll have a look at how a U.S. Justice Department initiative to cut back on violent crime is playing out in the Birmingham area. Listening this morning to your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham, or 91.5 WSGN Gadsden.